A visit from Miss America. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This was the best experience I've ever had to grow a plant. It was so fun, and this was the best time I've ever had to see Miss America.
Miss Mary Tomlin's third grade class from last school year at Fayette Academy in Fayette County got a special treat recently. They were named the winners of the First Peas to the Table contest held by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. And because they grew the most peas from February till May, they received a visit from Miss America, Savvy Shields.
The class itself, they were so fun. They were telling me, you know, all the good competitive nature that they had between them, whose peas grew the tallest. And it was so much fun to see their excitement in their eyes when they knew that they grew it themselves.
The contest highlights the foundation's 2016 Book of the Year, First Peas to the Table by Susan Grigsby. They created the contest to help students understand the importance of healthy foods in agriculture in their everyday lives and to increase their understanding of just how plants grow. And that works well with Miss America's year-long platform.
So my platform, Eat Better, Live Better, is something that I've carried across through my entire year as Miss America, whether it's going directly into schools like this or talking, I did a speech in front of the Rice Farmers of America, but talking about what it means to eat better, live better, thinking very consciously of what we're putting into our bodies and making sure it's grown in the sun or versus a lab, and thinking of, you know, the connection between what we're eating and how we're feeling is really important.
Tomlin's class grew 8 cups of peas in the contest from the 20 pea seeds they planted.
They learned all about healthy eating and eating good vegetables and how deep to plant the peas, and they really enjoyed it. Some of them had never planted things before.
This was the second year of the First Peas contest. Last year, another Tennessee school from Rutherford County was the national winner. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.